At one time, people went in, did their will, and that was it. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Kenneth Grossberg talks about some of the related issues and the related complexities. How important is your questionnaire to clients about what their assets are?
It's very important to clients about what their assets are, but I think of more value than just figuring out assets is determining goals and what's important and ultimately what people really want.
Do they know what they want?
Not often. That's why it's really important to get them this questionnaire before an initial meeting. It lets them consider questions that they hadn't thought of and parts of the process that they may not have known existed.
Is it important if they've done a prior will?
Yeah, it's definitely important. That's always something that I would want to see, and I would want to know why they want to go in a different direction from what they've previously done.
The old saying among lawyers is you do them at life changes when you get married, when you get divorced, you have a kid, you retire. I would think you see all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Another big one is if you inherit money or come into a significant amount of money. That's always a good time to go and see your lawyer and revise your estate plan.
At the same time, I would think you do not tell people to live their lives expecting that estate from their parents.
No, I think that's really hard to do. If you're counting on money and it comes later than you think or it never comes, you can get yourself into some serious financial trouble, among other things. And it's certainly probably not a good way to live to be hoping for someone to die.
When someone comes in, they're getting married or have just gotten married, this may be their first will, do they have to have it explained to them why they're doing it in the first place?
Sometimes. I think most people realize the purpose of a will, and that's to control where your assets go after you die. For newlyweds, it's mostly going to be left to the spouse. But no, I think for the most part, people understand why they're doing a will.
But to many, isn't it the sign that I'm becoming an adult?
Yeah, and maybe that's scary or maybe that's happy. I think that doing a will means that you have something to leave to the next generation, and I think that's exciting for people.
Over the last 30 or 40 years, the will process has changed. It isn't just a will. It's a living will, power of attorney, healthcare proxy. Do people know that when they come in?
Yeah, I think they've heard those terms before. I'm not necessarily sure they always know what they are. But as important as your will, if not more important, is your healthcare proxy and your living will. And then slightly below that, the power of attorney. But those are all things that people should have executed.
Have you ever had someone come in and say, a friend of mine just died and she didn't have any of this stuff and it was a mess?
Yeah, not only have I had people come in and say that a friend of theirs, I've had estates where that's been the case. And without these documents in place, things can be quite difficult and assets can go to places where decedents don't necessarily want them to.
Now, you say assets, the estate tax. How important is actual dollar and cents financial planning in all of this?
It depends on how much money you're starting with. The estate tax in New York is now going up. Well, the exemption amount is going up. And the federal exemption amount is fairly high. So for most people, the estate tax is not a huge consideration, but for those who it is, dollars and cents financial planning is very important and can certainly be the difference between owing estate tax or not.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Attorney Kenneth Grossberg has been here, and we've been talking about estates and wills and trusts and financial planning. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.